Welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. True Wealth is a weekly program sponsored by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is a full-service precious metals broker-dealer located in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is committed to honesty and integrity in every transaction. Now here's the host of True Wealth, Kevin Wolter.
Hello again and welcome back to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin Wolter, the host of True Wealth. True Wealth is sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane at 3201 North Division Street inside the Division Hill Clock Tower Plaza. Coins Plus is open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6:30, Saturdays 10 to 5. We can be reached in Spokane at 444-0044. Outside of Spokane, toll-free, 877-TAP-COIN. That's 877-827-2646. Coins Plus is a full-service rare coin and precious metals broker-dealer and depository service, offering one of the finest facilities nationwide. We have a full-service depository storage system that's one of the highest ranked nationwide as far as security levels go. We're actively involved in continuously buying and selling all forms of precious metals, rare coins, scrap gold, jewelry, and diamonds. If you or anyone you know is looking for a special value on a diamond, I assure you no one can come close to what we offer. We offer top quality stones at wholesale prices to the public. We buy and sell diamonds with the same philosophies as metals. We are a high-volume, low-margin precious metals dealer. I understand a lot of people love the emotional experience of going into the big caviar jewelry stores or the mall stores. And all I can tell you, folks, is we buy all forms of precious metals and diamonds and rings every day, all day long. We are continuously faced with mall store purchases of rings and diamonds, jewelry that is so severely overpriced for such poor quality, it is shocking to us. If you're looking to buy something special like that, come and see us. We've got a decent inventory in stock. We do a lot of catalog ordering, a lot of wholesaling. I just helped a friend out, great ring, 1.7 carat diamond, incredibly high quality, phenomenal clarity, and it cost him a third of the price of another local jeweler, well-known, good reputation type jeweler, and we avoid the custom jewelry. That's where jewelers, jewelry stores love to take you. They love to build you a $3,500 mother's ring that has $150 worth of gold and stones in it. Maybe more, maybe $400 worth of stones. But, you know, the bottom line is the amount they charge for this custom work, and it's all emotional and it's all, you know, it's wonderful and personal, and I understand all that. And it's, you know, it's got a lot of personality and sentimental value. And maybe because I've been a financial guy my whole life and a money guy, I'd rather spend the same amount of money and get a lot more quality and a lot bigger diamond. For the price that you would pay for a lower quality half carat diamond at a mall type jewelry store or a specifically retail jewelry store, we can sell you a nice quality 1 carat diamond for the same price. That's all we're here to offer is top quality. And we pay more for quality diamonds than anybody else as well. Coins Plus is high volume, low margin in everything we deal with. We're nationally competitive in everything we deal with. And I'll tell you, in this industry, a lot of people have niches. They'll specialize in this or that, or they might do, you know, copper coins, or they might do old U.S. dollars or whatever. I personally handle the dollars and a lot of other, the numismatics. But what Coins Plus specializes in, low margin, high volume is our key. So everything we deal in, we have nationally competitive pricing. There's no exception. Right here in Spokane, we've seen people, the internet is the new great delusion. People type on the internet and they think they're doing organic searches. They're not doing organic searches. An organic search means you get what you look for. On Google, everything is paid for at a very extreme rate. People looking to sell coins. We have seen people pack up coins or gold jewelry and ship it across the country. I helped a family a while ago that had about $35,000 we offered for an estate of jewelry. The executor gal was convinced that she was going to ship it to this place that promised her the world. She got a check for $7,500. When she was done arguing and crying and fighting and negotiating, they gave her $9,000 total on something we'd offered her $35,500 on the spot. And that's the truth out there. I don't know, a while ago, if you guys saw the Better Business Bureau thing where they did the secret shopper. I mean, we had local jewelry stores that were offering a third or a quarter or less of what we offered to pay for scrap gold. I mean, you have got to be careful, folks. If you don't know the business, you need to know somebody who's committed to honesty and integrity. That's Coins Plus. We're here to serve you well in all things at all times. We're honest and upfront. Don't chase pennies. Anybody can set up a website and offer the appearance of saving you $2 an ounce on gold and then get your money and do the bait and switch and here the game goes and all this stuff. Anyone can do it. We don't do it. We're upfront and honest. We sincerely appreciate your loyalty. If you've benefited from the radio show over the years, I mean, we pay to do this, and we want to educate you. We want to make you a smart buyer. We want you to be wise stewards with your money. So all we ask is if you're benefiting from our time and our investment on the air, please give us a shot. You know, come and let us help you. And by the way, we will spend the time needed. We will put together a wonderful portfolio for you. We are experienced 24/7. This is what we do, 365. We know what we're doing. I know some of us tend to get a little brick-headed, and we know what we want. We decide we know what we want, and balance is the key, folks. And I have a pretty strong resume in financial aspects, I guess. Everything from Series 6 and 7 licensing to experience in executive management and banking and actuarial science education and a lot of insurance background and, of course, business ownership and consulting and a bunch of other stuff. And we really like to feel that we're pretty up on markets and that we're really interested in helping you. So if you want to be wise, as the Bible says, a fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his own opinion. And we do recommend balance. And yes, I know there's a number of people out there that spook because I warn about some of the other companies and how they operate with their bait and switch tactics. Please be smart enough to know that I wouldn't be on the airwaves warning you about that, educating you about that, and teaching you how to be a smart precious metals investor or hard assets investor if we were playing the same games. I've actually had people kind of, you know, take information from our show and try to apply it to us erroneously or inappropriately. I'm assuming the mass majority of you out there are much more intelligent than that. But the bottom line is, thank you for your business. We sincerely appreciate it. We want to earn it. Now is truly a window of buying opportunity that seems to be very, very providential. Everyone who knows anything knows we are heading for disaster. We have put together the perfect recipe for disaster in this nation. I'm going to try to touch on that here in the show coming up. While you've still got time to preserve and protect your wealth, when you're buying precious metals based assets, folks, buy it and put it away. Preserve and protect your wealth. Put it away if you can. If you have to sell it, fine, do it. But other than that, don't micromanage it. Put it away. It's true wealth. Let it grow. Let it sit there. When we build portfolios, let them grow. Any good investment is a minimum of 3 to 5 years, but 5 to 10 makes a lot more sense. in this industry over the years, the real incredible gains come in big waves. I mean, we've all seen the markets rush up hard, and then when they recede, we're like, oh my gosh, what happened? But if you look at it, I mean, we're still up in the last 5 years 250% on a lot of the metals. And so we can't, you know, you can't get discouraged when they overgrow and then get pounded back down. When those ridiculous highs get put on, they're all institutional, they're lying in their own pockets. None of that matters now, because as I said in the last show, when Warren Buffett says, when everyone's selling, I'm buying, that's the way you do it. When everyone's buying, you're selling. That's the way he thinks about it. Either way, not that Warren Buffett's the number one guy, but he's made a few $1 billion using certain philosophies. One of his philosophies is no one's ever gone broke taking a profit. He also said bulls get rich and pigs get slaughtered. And what he means like that is people who are just, you know, who not like a nice profit, they're going to use nice, solid, conservative investment principles over the long run. And by the way, most of you probably understand Warren Buffett is one of the richest men on earth, and he owns one of the most substantial holdings of precious metals out there. His entire portfolio foundation is in precious metals. But the point of bulls get rich and pigs get slaughtered is the fact that greed kills, okay? And so if you're out trying to save 25 cents on an ounce of silver, and like I mentioned the previous show, you're just looking for the prettiest website with the most blue colors on it and a bunch of written text promising you the world, be wiser than that. I mean, don't go, if you're going to spend $50,000 on precious metals, don't try to jump ship because someone promised to save you $350, because I can assure you it is going to be a long, hard experience for you. So be wise, be conservative, be safe. I'm a big faithfulness guy. I love to have loyal business partners. When we do business with people and they treat us right, not only do we stick with them, we like to give word of mouth referrals. We would really appreciate that from our customers. In addition to that, if you can help us out with some positive ratings, we'd really appreciate it. Give us a call. We'll explain to you how you can do that. I have a degree in statistics, and one thing I learned is, unfortunately, the only people that seem to respond to surveys and reviews are people that are extremely emotional. So they're either super happy or super angry. And we do over 50 transactions a day. You know, every customer leaves happy, and those customers usually don't go out of their way to go leave a positive review somewhere or something like that. And so a lot of the ratings you see on the web are actually deceptive. A lot of people plant them. Their own company does that kind of work, and they'll have employees packing them in and friends, and it's just not accurate. You got to be real careful about what you read on the web. I hope most of you are smart enough to have that figured out by now.
True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is located at 3201 North Division Street in Spokane, Washington, at the Clock Tower Building. Visit our website at coinsplus.com. You can call us locally in Spokane at 444-0044 or toll free at 877-827-COIN. That's 877-827-2646. And now, back to True Wealth.
This show, I think I'm going to try to do kind of a brief overview. A couple weeks ago, I started on some constitutional amendment stuff, Bill of Rights, and I got covering the Second Amendment. A lot of people were real interested in that. We are experiencing death by law. Since childhood, we're being taught that our government or the state, licensed institutions, public schooling, etc., that we really want and need martial law. We're taught that, you know, these kids are asking for checkpoints. We're comfortable with surveillance cameras, metal detectors, x-ray machines, scanners, warrantless physical searches. All these things are against the Fourth Amendment. The Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, is to protect all of our other amendments. And as Franklin said, and I've mentioned, they that can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. We have come to believe that the government is our God. We believe that the government can make us safer. We've grown in self-induced fear and insecurity, and we are technically begging for our own incarceration. We believe more laws will make us safer. I discuss the most destructive tyrannical governments in world history have risen to power in the 20th century because they were inspired by the deceptive illusion of Marxist-style communism. These tyrannical leaders have committed so much genocide, they've killed more people in the 20th century than all of the wars in the history of the world. Every one of these leaders starts by disarming its people, and that is exactly what we see going on. The Patriot Act, you know, 9/11, folks, if you haven't studied that, it's a farce and a half. I mentioned a couple weeks ago, people called and asked. If you're looking for data, documentation, facts, and information on the whole 9/11 truth movement, go to 911scholars.org. That's 911scholars.org. The first video I'd recommend is called 911 Mysteries. I would also search out a video online called Loose Change. Now, these are a couple years or more old. There may be some better material out there. There's a group called Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. That's another good place to find stuff. If you are not familiar with the massive conspiracy and cover-up and demolition of this thing, you've got to research it. I'm not a kook nut, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm an adherer to facts and truth. When you look at the details, I'm sorry, there's only one conclusion to draw, and I'll let you draw that conclusion. The nature of governments is to repel the threat of their own citizens' revolt. That is why our founding fathers provided for a minimalistic government and the people's right to protect themselves from a tyrannical government and overthrow their government if it becomes a tyranny. The concept of the duties of a government have changed in this nation from a minimalistic protector of freedoms to a Marxist-communist mentality of a nanny state. Communism and socialism is godlessness. The government has become the substitute for God, which is why all communist nations attempt to outlaw the belief in God. Our Constitution provided for the guaranteed assurance of unlimited freedom of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, where man is governed by his conscience. The federal government's primary duty is to provide for physical protection of these rights. Whether you like it or not, an ideal republic is as close to anarchy as possible without mass chaos, and in the colonies, these theories were tried and tested for success and failure before writing our Constitution. The Second Amendment is designed for us to preserve and protect all of our rights under the Bill of Rights. The right to keep and bear arms is the only way to do that. The government must fear the people. The people cannot fear the government. However, you all know we have changed sides on that whole story. We have become such a communistic nanny state. We've got conservatives and liberals alike agreeing to these mandatory background checks, registration programs for guns, eventual home inspections. Politicians have proposed $1 million in liability insurance to own a gun. They want to make it impossible to own firearms. When liberals and conservatives alike cave to the demands for full background checks on everyone who wants a firearm, that is a violation of constitutional law. As soon as they start background checks, then they're looking for reasons not to own firearms, which becomes mental and emotional instability. In Nazi Germany, Stalin's Russia, and so on, these states used the medical system with doctors operating as gods to execute their dirty work. A government official can bring an affidavit to a doctor or professional to issue an immediate suspension of a citizen's right to buy, keep, or bear arms based on the testimony of another person, or a disgruntled or vindictive spouse seeking a restraining order in a bitter divorce battle, a bitter rivalry, or malicious neighbor, and so on. According to the Constitution, Second Amendment, all U.S. citizens have the right to keep and bear arms. Our current Congress has been viciously criticized as being a do-nothing Congress. They say they're the most do-nothing Congress since the Congress of 1948. First of all, where is it written that our representatives are ranked and rated based on how many new laws or pieces of legislation they pass? This grand deception has been perpetrated and led by the liberal and progressive wings of the socialist media, and again, yes, the true social engineers of our society, the colleges and academic system. More legislation leads to overriding, diluting, and outregulating the legislative supremacy of the U.S. Constitution, the sacrifice of our liberties, the self-perpetuation of the necessity for all of our political leaders to be attorneys, because no one else can read this garbage. Ongoing legislation creates overregulation and the loss of civil rights. They acclimate the U.S. and global citizens to sacrifice these constitutional rights. We've got the rest of the world criticizing us for trying to cling to our constitutional rights. We're being mocked even by our own president to this day. Our government has far overstepped its constitutional bounds. It spawned a culture of fear and intimidation. Every federal agency, including the Fish and Wildlife Service, has its own gun-toting police force to pistol-whip citizens into submission, and this government is stocking up. They recently procured 1.6 billion rounds of hollow-point ammunition to supplement existing supplies. There are now dozens of federal, state, and local agencies and courts that have the power to confiscate your assets without any due process. We've got all these laws to basically detain and interrogate with no due process based on your threat of being a terrorist. In addition to our house, business, and savings, we also have gotten the authority to take children away from you as if they're the property of the state. The government tells us what we can and can't put in our own bodies, whether we can collect rainwater that falls on our own property. And on any given business day, the federal government issues hundreds of pages of new rules, proposed regulations, draft bills, executive orders, and regulatory notices. And if you're not compliant with these rules, you may be committing a crime, whether you know it or not. When this nation was founded, there were 4 federal crimes on the books. Today, there are thousands. Plus, we have millions of government employees at all levels to enforce penalties. All of this is, of course, financed by us as tax slaves. Our debt is north of $17 trillion. If you include Social Security and pension shortfalls, the unfunded liability figure is well over $100 trillion. You'll never know for sure because we've become masters of deceit regarding official statistics. Whether it's inflation, unemployment, or our own financial liabilities, they are cooking the books. They continually tell us that this or that budget is going to cut the deficit when it really accelerates it faster than the last one. The CBO projects Social Security disability insurance to run out by 2017. We get by year after year by increasing the debt, and at well over 100% of GDP, we've truly reached the point of no return. We're now in a position where we must default on our national debt or we must default on our obligations to the citizens of the U.S., but the nanny state cannot allow that as the electorate has been conditioned to vote for stuff and freebies. Unfortunately, the people are fed countless broken campaign promises one after the next, while the political leaders end up spending far more money than promised, but none of these expenditures are used on the programs that were promised. The amounts of money spent and wasted on the uber-rich elite is unfathomable to the average U.S. citizen. Obama has literally wasted over $1 trillion, foolishly doling out hundreds of millions of dollars to his politically favored corporations and friends. The Bible says, quote, "He who is faithful with little will be given much." It also says, "To him who much is given, much is required." Financial responsibility requires the wisdom gained through experience and knowledge. Our leader has no business or financial experience whatsoever. He was a community organizer, a parasite on society. All of this money wasted on these people and programs is nothing more than the world's most extreme political favors. These huge numbers literally mean little or nothing to the liberal-minded progressive socialist leaders. Our media chooses who we will elect. I'm no favorite of Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey, but look what the media did to this supposed moderate Republican over the bridge closure debacle. They stated clearly and unequivocally they had irrefutable proof of his knowledge and involvement. Once the damage was done to him, the media backpedaled, but the damage was done. The media specializes in the character assassination of anyone who does not align with their unbiblical and godless philosophies and agenda. The media operates as the special forces for the dark side. They pick a target that represents something they don't like, and they go to work. They have a plan and strategy which was outlined in Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Karl Marx made it crystal clear. The only way to take over a nation was to capture and control the media and school system. This has been done, and we have funded the acceleration of the spiritual, moral, and financial decline of the greatest nation in world history. They will not allow it to be any other way. As Obama has revealed his extreme leftward leanings, the liberals have slid further and further to the left along with him. This is the problem with liberalism. It is godlessness, and as the Bible states, if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. In Ephesians, it says, we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men and their deceitful schemes. In James, it says, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. James says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Biblical conservatism stands on firm foundational principles. Liberalism wants to be everything to everybody, a literal one-size-fits-all. There is no such thing, and the Bible and God is not that way. There's one right way and countless wrong ways. The problem is the conservatives are being pulled over to the countless wrong ways to try to earn votes, and they're losing votes because people want leaders that stand for truth. Man's economic system is designed to ultimately confiscate your paper wealth in time. We must be prepared for that. We must especially be prepared for the inflationary tidal wave that's imminently coming our way. We have literally entered the fast track to economic ruin. As the global economic decline hastens, the U.S. will struggle to sell our debt to the world and continue procrastinating hyperinflation by exporting our dollars abroad. Fewer and fewer nations are becoming interested in our empty promises, and without other nations loaning us money at record low subinflationary interest rates based on our deceptive CPI index, the U.S. dollar has already begun to rapidly unravel. It's not a matter of if, but when, and the longer the Keynesian-driven Ponzi scheme continues, the harder and faster the financial plummet will be. When this happens, you can absolutely count on the escalating governmental authorities to clamp down even harder on the economy and control more of your lives. Something is up, and our government is preparing. With Homeland Security stockpiling weapons and over 1.4 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition, tens of millions of emergency meals, and the Pentagon and Homeland Security wargaming and practicing for large-scale economic collapse, civil rest, emergency shelters, and legislation that classifies American citizens as terrorists to be detained indefinitely or killed, we can be certain that our government is planning for something big just around the corner. I think these facts speak for themselves. There's many ways to prepare, and as they say, failing to plan is planning to fail. Whether good times, bad times, or in-between times lie ahead, Coins Plus can help you preserve and protect your capital in a biblically sound manner. Thank you again for tuning in. Take care, God bless, and have a fantastic week.
Thank you for listening to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. True Wealth is sponsored by Coins Plus, located in Spokane, Washington, at 3201 North Division Street in the Clock Tower Building. Visit our website at coinsplus.com. You can call us locally in Spokane at 444-0044 or toll-free at 877-827-COIN. That's 877-827-2646. And remember to join us every week for True Wealth.